Shane, now, heard about a new fantastic exhibition which is going to be beginning at the Nehru Centre in Mayfair. It's called Gods and Demons, and we are joined in the studio by the rather beautiful, colourful, may I add.
And can I also say fragrant?
Yes, fragrant as well. Nisha Garrett, who is the global ambassador for Biswa Bangla in the UK. She herself is also a designer. Nisha, it's great to have you here. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. And thank you. You've actually summed up the multisensorial experience that people will have at God's Demons.
Perfect.
So we're on the right track. But it's got to be more than that. I mean, like, to put an exhibition like this together, you must have to, you know, number one, excite the mind visually and also, like, through scent as well. So where did this inspiration, why this exhibition at the Nehru Centre?
Right. So Nehru Centre is the heart of Indian culture in London. Mm-hmm. And as my role as the ambassador of Biswa Bangla in the UK, we aim to bring the most beautiful arts of West Bengal to the UK. And with that initiative, we bring some really interesting concepts with artisans to our shows. And Gods and Demons is an endeavor to actually showcase the most beautiful mystical arts and crafts of West Bengal, which is mask making and Pattachitras, which is the art of storytelling through artworks.
Puppetry, cartworks, and also through dance. Are you still going to have some dance as well? Because I know Kathak is a form of dance, but at the same time telling a story as well, isn't it?
Yes. But these masks actually play a very important role in the most beautiful dance performances for folk telling and folk dances in Bengal. So they are the most beautiful masks that are used during religious ceremonies, in temples, in theatrical performances in West Bengal.
Now, if you were at school of a certain age and you were talking about, you know, the most biggest monster or villain, I guess the devil of the storytelling, it would be Ravan, wouldn't
That's
it? Because
right.
he's got how
That's
many
right.
heads and he's got different faces,
yes.
mindsets and what have you. So does Ravan get a look in this exhibition?
We have a version of him as a demon. And there are a range of 30 never seen before
Amazing.
Masks of Bengal, which are everything from gods to demons to various goddesses and her kind of incarnations and the most dramatic materials used by craftspeople.
And how often does India let these kind of masks out of India? I mean, this must be a rare occasion that
I would say this is the first, I think, ever time in the UK that people will be able to see these masks.
And it's in London. How fantastic.
That's amazing.
Indeed. Yeah. And a city that truly, I think, is a melting pot of cultures. Mm-hmm. And these masks have actually a very interesting kind of multicultural mix to them when it comes to what they say through their form. And therefore, of course, London's a great place to start. But just want to mention that the exhibition travels to the Museum of Edinburgh.
Right.
And then to Art Village in Glasgow.
Nice.
So for the first time, it's
They're
a
going
three-city
on a sort of like a treble. Right.
You know, something I'll be very honest, you know, just earlier on, we were joined by some studio guests and we're talking about production Punjabi Girl. And something I've always been fascinated with South Asian culture is each community has a different culture. And Pattachitra is a unique storytelling tradition of Bengal. It's something I've only recently learned about. And am I right in understanding Pata means cloth, whilst Chitra means painting? That's a literal
translation.
Okay, right. And for someone like me, you know, who has seen it perhaps in Bollywood films, in the temples, has some understanding of West Bengal, coming to Gods and Demons, it's going to give me a whole different side, right, to West Bengal that I may not know about.
Absolutely, because I think there are the range of exhibits that have travelled from Bengal to London are never seen before. It's from regions of Bengal that probably even, you know, we don't recognize.
Right.
And I think this exhibition brings about 60 exhibits of masks and paintings, which you would never get to see otherwise under one roof.
And, you know, to put this collection together, who helped you to go and source these masks and these for the exhibition? And in India, I mean, like, how much do they trust you with this stuff as well? That's the other key thing, isn't it?
In Bengal.
In fact, that's the most important question that I think we should address, be answering. Yeah, yeah. Because the Chief Minister of Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, is a great supporter of the arts, crafts and textiles of Bengal.
You don't really get that often in politics, do you?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. She's truly passionate about it.
That's nice.
She has a team of people who work very passionately with her towards this vision. Importantly, she has launched a brand called Bishwa Bangla. Bishwa Bangla literally translates where the world meets Bengal.
Oh, okay.
So over the last 3-4 years, there's been a real initiative to create a brand and a platform for over 10,000 artisans from across Bengal to be able to showcase their work and to sell through them, cutting away all the middlemen, which means arts and crafts and textile arts that otherwise would have been lost because of no support are now being actually preserved, and the world is coming to know about it.
Brilliant.
So it's all of this has been possible because of the West Bengal government and its vision with Bishwa Bangla.
Wow.
I think it's absolutely beautiful, and the fact that it's all going to be here, it's going to be in London. It's on, tell us the dates then. It's on, am I right, it's on Monday, well, as in tomorrow, until Friday the 6th of May.
The key days are from the 3rd to the 6th of May.
Yeah.
The exhibition is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day.
Okay.
The artisans will be there demonstrating their crafts live. So we've got Suman Chitrakar and Shankar Das, the two artisans who have traveled from Calcutta. And as we speak, they have just landed in London.
Fantastic.
Wow, okay.
I just got a call saying we are here and we're safe. And
but here's the thing. Have they got their tools?
They're
here, but the tools are back in Bengal. They are. I'm still waiting for my bag.
No. Very much with bags of tools.
Brilliant. Okay.
And lots of material to actually carve out the masks.
That's
the picture.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's brilliant. The nearest tube stations to the Nehru Centre are Green Park and also Hyde Park Corner. And the guys are also asking as well, if you do attend, do make sure you do the hashtag Gods and Demons.
Nice.
Opportunity to win a mask. Also hashtag Bishwa Bangla. I'm going to spell that. BISWABANGLA. And if you want further details as well, as Nisha says rightly so, the key dates for the exhibition are the 3rd to the 6th of May. You can go to the website nehrucentre.org.uk. That's nehrucentre.org.uk.
Sometimes we talk about communities like the Punjabi community. They're really loud. They have their music. They have Bhangra. We have the Bollywood community, which is the most of India, I suppose. Yeah, and they talk about, you know, like, look at us. We're massive. We're brilliant.
True.
And, you know, but there's certain communities that are so talented,
and
but are really
truly
conservative as well. And this is what you're bringing out to the forum
indeed,
right now.
Indeed. And truly, I would say the Bengali community, I think my soul is Bengali.
Yeah.
Bombay girl with a Bengali soul. But I truly, truly believe it's one of India's most culturally rich states. Mm-hmm.
And they're the most quiet.
Indeed.
Unless they get angry. Okay? Yeah. I'm not
they
saying this.
You're right. They need to shout about it a little bit more. We need to celebrate.
Yeah, celebrate.
Indeed.
It comes out of Bengal.
And I'm so glad
more
that you're doing it here in our city at the Nehru Centre this whole week. I love it.
Thank you. And being at in the show is such a great pleasure. Thank you for getting the word out there.
No, thank you for taking time out.
Nisha. Nisha, just finally, I know you yourself are a designer, and I think it's great you're here to obviously support this fantastic exhibition. But if anyone wants to follow you yourself on Twitter,
because you're very fashionable.
Absolutely. And I'm going to take a
husband
picture with this beautiful lady. She's in bright pink and orange. It looks stunning what you're wearing. How can they follow you on Twitter? What's the details, or Facebook? What's the best way to touch base with you?
So it's Nisha Garrett, and I spell Nisha weirdly. It's NEISHAA, Apple, GHARAT.
Right.
Look,
you know,
forward
to it. If you miss that, we'll tweet that.
I'm going to do it now.
That'd be fantastic.
Nisha, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Sunny and Shu.
Lovely having you here. Now, we will tweet all of those details on @BBC Radio London with Nisha. We'll take a picture with her now, actually, and also on @SunnyandShay. Right now, though, it is 7:45. Let's get the traffic and travel with Fiona McKinnon.